Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge God In Bible podcast where we're championing human potential in Christ. My name is Dr. Estella Chavoux, and my subject today is the spirit of inclusion. My co-host Lauren and I share weekly podcasts based on God's word and how it can help you build a stronger personal relationship with Christ. For more information on Edge God In program or services, go to edgegodin.com. So inclusion, it's an important topic in our world, especially since we're in the midst of all kinds of racial, political, and social tensions globally. It has been said that the spirit of inclusion begins with how we see others. It also is seeing everyone as equal. To start the process, we must recognize the capability and the capacity of others and treat each as a spiritual gift. But what does Jesus say about inclusion? There are numerous scriptural accounts of Jesus providing a constant witness of his inclusiveness. Jesus sought out and welcomed all people to the kingdom of God. He welcomed the Gentiles as well as the Jews, women as well as men, poor as well as rich, slaves as well as those that were free, and the sick as well as the healthy. He lived and behaved in the spirit of inclusiveness, and it was founded on justice and love. This is important, because all of us as Christians should share individual and collective experiences that enrich the lives of others, enrich the lives of our communities and our neighboring communities. So how did Jesus do it? Well, I'm going to share with you three thoughts that can help you maintain that spirit of inclusiveness, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to take work and a continual amount of time embedding his scriptures into our hearts. I work on it all the time, and it's still hard for me. But it can be done with Jesus Christ. The first thing is we must realize that all of our parts make up the body, and we are the sum of its parts collectively. By collectively, I mean all of us as human beings should be treated as one and equal. To further explain that, I'll share with you 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews, Greeks, slaves, or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not just consist of one member, but of many. If the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. What this illustration means is that all of us are part of the body of Christ. The oneness we have with each other, the lack of separation and the differences doesn't make sense, and it doesn't separate us from being a part of the body of Christ. We were all baptized into one through Jesus Christ. The second thing I'll share with you is that none of us is better than the next. We're equal and should be treated as such. I know this strikes a nerve with all of us and with some of us because we live off of accolades and titles and status in this world. bloodlines and who's better than who has the most, but really does it matter? James 2, 1 through 4 shows and talks about this. It says, "My brothers, show no partiality to as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man weareth a gold ring and fine clothes and comes to your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears fine clothes and say, 'You sit here in this good place,' while you tell the poor man to stand over there and sit by my feet, you have not then made a distinction among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts." So what James is telling us is that we have to rid ourselves from making differences in others, because who are we to think we're better? One of the most difficult things to do in this world is to treat people equally, because we're so taught to gain and get things. But in the eyes of God, this worldly image or this glitter that we have really doesn't matter. The last thing I'll share with you is what we need to do is teach others the way, the truth and the light, which is through Jesus Christ. Let's face it, some people say they love Jesus, but don't even read the Bible and don't know his word, so they don't know how to act accordingly. So it's important that we help them along the way. It's important that we know what he says, how he lived, and how we should mirror that behavior. If we see someone lost along the way, it's our spiritual duty to help them with the knowledge you'll find in Christ in the scriptures, and to not be judgmental. An example of this can be found in Romans 14, 1 through 2. It says, "For the one who is weak in faith, welcome him. And do not quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on a servant of another? It is before and because his own masters that he stands and falls. And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than the other, while the other thinks the other day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind." What Romans is telling us here is that it's okay to have differences, but it's not okay to judge a person because of that. No two persons are alike, but Jesus is the judge. God welcomes everyone, and it starts with inclusiveness. We need to help that person that doesn't know and try to teach them a way through prayer, support, and inclusiveness. Our inclusiveness begins with us being like Jesus Christ and welcoming everyone. If we work hard on it, and stay fired up, I know we can do it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you first of all with thanks and praise. You're an awesome God, worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for Edge God in ministry. Thank you for the podcast I share with others in all different formats, God. I ask that you come into our lives and rid us from this spirit of division and build that spirit of inclusiveness. Teach us the way, Lord. Teach us to be more like you. Your behavior, the nature that you have of accepting and welcoming, Lord, we ask for that. And now that we've asked you, Lord, we thank you in advance. Thank you for giving us the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for attending this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.